Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. So as Tesla prepares for the pivotal and highly anticipated launch of its very first mass market car, the company said it plans to triple its capacity to repair vehicles. Crucial timing. This is just as the carmaker looks to break into the mainstream. Here to talk about the method to its madness is the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins, joining us from San Francisco. Hey, Tim.
Hi.
So one notable challenge for Tesla has been its struggle to repair cars quickly. It's tackling that now. This is clearly a focus on the service aspect of its business. How big are they going with this?
Yeah, one of the key tenets of what Elon Musk has tried to do with Tesla is change that store experience, if you will. Unlike traditional automakers who have franchise dealerships across the U.S., Tesla has its own stores and its own service centers across the world. And that allows Elon to have an amount of control over the customer experience that is unlike what you might get at your typical auto dealership. That's not to say that traditional auto dealerships don't have good service, but some don't. And so Elon is trying to do is make it more like going to an Apple store. One of the things that is a big challenge for him going forward is he doesn't have a lot of these service centers across the world. And if he's going to be pumping out hundreds of thousands, if not eventually millions of vehicles on an annual basis, he needs more ability. Essentially, he needs more muscle to be able to handle that kind of inflow of just routine service things or problems with the car that needs to be fixed.
Has this been a big problem for Tesla's customer base, this issue of service? How much of a sore spot has this been for Tesla?
Well, when they started the company, early on they got some happy thoughts and coverage from customers who were just impressed with the kind of the unique service. In places where they didn't have service centers, they would send some vehicles to fix the car on the spot or take it away, that sort of thing. Really kind of a level of service not, that the automotive industry is not accustomed to, in large part because they just weren't a lot of vehicles out there, a lot of Tesla vehicles. Now, earlier this year, customers started to complain loudly of their experience trying to get their vehicles fixed if they'd been in an accident. And this is, there's a difference here. They would be going to essentially a third party repair shop to get their car fixed. They started experimenting more with this idea of sending repair vans to people's homes or their offices in the San Francisco area, and they say that the customer survey scores were just, you know, through the roof. People were very happy with this service. I heard from a customer just this past weekend. I saw him tweeting that he was just ecstatic that when he had a flat tire, the way they took care of it. And this is the kind of service you really don't traditionally kind of get with entry-level car. This is definitely a luxury experience. So having gone through that, Tesla decided that they were going to really put a lot of resources into this mobile repair system across the world.
It also has a unique advantage over some automakers in that vehicles actually have a wireless communication system that can diagnose maintenance problems remotely.
Well, you bring up a key thing here that Tesla has that automakers around the world are rushing to develop themselves, and that is essentially the ability for the automaker to know when the car has a problem or to make changes to software in the car and that sort of thing. So Tesla says that it can basically diagnose 90% of the issues in a car remotely, and that allows them to say, well, you need to bring it into our repair center because we're going to need to put it up on a lift or whatever, or to say, well, no, this is just a routine thing. We can send a crew to your house and they can take care of it. And the idea is that when they get it to your house, they want to be able to do it very quickly. They have this kind of ability remotely to understand things, which can help them prioritize timing and, you know, be prepared for the issue.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins about Tesla's focus on service ahead of the release of its Model 3 sedan. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well, and that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So, like you said, there's a lot of preparation involved. It seems like they're really pulling out all the stops as it prepares to enter the market space with the Model 3 sedan. Is this just more ammo for Tesla as it braces itself for the most critical test that it's had in its 14-year history?
Yeah. If you watched the Model X that came out previously, this was the SUV version of Tesla. A lot of problems all up and down with that vehicle, and one of the things was it had to go in to get fixed and whatnot, and that was a pain point. You know, not a lot of Model X's were sold. If Elon Musk sells the amount of cars he says he's going to build next year, which is largely because of the Model 3, it's 500,000 vehicles he's targeting next year from just 84,000 last year. That's a lot of new customers. You know, the price point is not a super luxury price point. This is a $35,000 vehicle, which is expensive, but it's still attainable for some. And those kinds of customers probably don't have a fleet of vehicles in their garages, so that if the Model 3 is broken down or something like that, they can just take the next car. So this is probably going to be a daily driver for people, and experts say that ability to take care of any issues is going to be key to keeping the customers happy. So, you know, they're thinking about it and they're trying to figure out, you know, how they can expand it. They plan to open in the next 12 months additional service centers. They plan on opening those targeting locations where they're seeing the orders for the Model 3 coming out, so that it kind of be strategically positioned.
We'll leave it right there. Tim Higgins, thanks as always.
Thank you.
For more on Tim Higgins' coverage of Tesla, head to WSJ.com. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.